Oh.
Every man knows that. I don't know what a Christian is.
One, two, three, testing.
Hello.
One, two, three.
Anytime.
Your Divine Grace, I'm going to ask my first question, taken right out of the brochure of the Krishna Consciousness Society. Why would a nice-looking bunch of young people shave their heads, put on long skirts, and stand around street corners singing strange songs?
Yes. But singing in general, we want to live very simply, without any artificial gorgeous. And singing on the street means this transcendental vibration will benefit the people. Whoever will hear, he'll get spiritual benefit.
The main activity is chanting, is that right?
Yes. By chanting, by the transcendental vibration, by hearing, gradually, the dust is changed in the heart, in the clean, and then he will be able to understand his position. At the present moment, generally, people that are not the bodily concept of life. Everyone thinks that he is this body. But actually, he is not this body. He is spirit soul. So, this realization is essential in human form of life. But unfortunately, there is no educational system to understand that one is not this body, but his spirit soul.
The main activity is chanting. How does this benefit the person himself, and how does it benefit humanity?
Yes. It's like you and me, we are actually brothers. We are all sons of God. But on account of our different grace, we are fighting. Grace means his body is also dressed. You have got this American body, that is an American dress. I have got an Indian body, that is an Indian dress. So, suppose you are dressed in different way, I am dressed in different way, therefore we shall fight. Is that very good intelligence? Things are going on like that.
Yes.
It is the animal concept of life. The animal thinks like that on this body. But a human being, if he thinks also like that, then he is no better than animal. That education is being imparted, that I am not this body. I am spirit soul, my function is different from the bodily activities, and this chance is given by nature in this human form of life to realize what he is.
How do you explain the acceptance by so many young people in this country today of Oriental religion?
Yes, young people, this is a reaction. Because your country is materialistic, and actually materialistic happiness, there is no happiness in materialistic way of life, but by illusion we think there is happiness. So, the younger generation is better realizing because they are receptive, they are intelligent. The older generation, their parents and grandfathers, they are all fools.
And the Oriental religions do not stress materialism, sometimes.
No, materialism means, actually, in the higher sense, there is no materialism. Forgetful of spiritual life means materialism. Otherwise, there is no materialism. This is a science. It is to be understood by cool brain. Unfortunately, there is no such education throughout the whole world. Although, we have got immense literature on this subject matter, and the preliminary book is Bhagavad Gita. We are publishing it, or which is Bhagavad Gita, and it's being published by a maximum company. Everything is there, completely. You see, if any gentleman, any intelligent man reads this book, he gets all the knowledge about how.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Can one still be a member of a Christian church or a Jewish synagogue and be a Hare Krishna?
Oh yes, everyone is welcome. It is not meant for any sex or any caste, any creed. It is a science. That's why science is open for everyone. Science is not sacred. It is also science. The science of God, the science of soul. So everyone is welcome to understand the science.
Do they have to give up their Christianity?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Okay. How would you explain the relationship between Krishna and Christ? They're both having.
Yes. Christ says that he is Son of God, and we say Krishna is God, so there is no contradiction.
It is the same.
It is the same. You are Son, and there is your Father, that is scientific. So if Christ is Son of God, there must be God. So that Krishna is God. So Krishna is Father of Christ.
What is,
perhaps we need to say that our brothers? Or what do you think of saying? What is that?
He wants to know if Krishna and Christ can be considered as brothers.
Well, Krishna, Christ says that he is Son of God. So how do you imagine that a son and the father becomes brother? This is not very logical.
Well,
yeah. From the source that
he did say his father was.
Yes. Just like materially, you are born out of the body of your father. So in that sense, so that bodily relation is concerned, you and your father is the same. But as for a relationship, you cannot say that father and the son is the same. Therefore, our philosophy is simultaneously one and different. One and different. Son, son is one with father, at the same time different.
Is that perhaps also similar to how we came to be divided up into many bodies, one and different?
Yes. That's like father begets children. Similarly, we are all children of Krishna, the Supreme Father. In your Bible also, you go to church and ask the Supreme Father. So, that is our philosophy. God is the Supreme Father. He is the Supreme Maintainer. And we are many. We are being maintained by Him. That is our purpose. Just like in a family, the father is the maintainer. And the son and the family members are maintained. That is the Vedic injunction. Nitya Nityanam Chitana Chitananam Eko Bahunam Vidadati Kaman. These are the Vedic statements. He is the supreme eternal of all eternals. He is the supreme living entity of all living entities. That one living entity, God, is maintaining so many beings. This is the Vedic injunction. The father is one, the sons are innumerable. Asankha. Asankha means innumerable.
When was Krishna alive and what answer?
Krishna is alive always, not when.
When was he first known?
He appeared.
When
that's
he first appeared.
That's right. Krishna appeared about 5,000 years ago.
5,000 years ago.
Prehistory, because the world has no history more than 3,000 years.
And you say that he appeared as the Son of God?
No. He appeared as Son of Vasudeva. because God has no father. But when he accepts somebody as father, that is his divorce. God has no birth, no death, no father, no mother. But when he appears, then he accepts. Just like Jesus Christ, he also, when he appears, he accepts as a mother. A divorce.
In India, he appears, is that correct?
Yes, yes.
But you brought this to the United States about 6 years ago, is that
yes,
correct? It was
yes,
not active in the United States
yes,
until
no,
6 years ago.
6 years ago, nobody knew practically what is system.
But there was a very active movement in India.
Oh, in India, everyone.
From 5,000
yes,
years ago.
There are hundreds and thousands of Krishna temples in
oh,
India.
Why hadn't Hare Krishna been brought here before?
Because you are not prepared. Now you are prepared. You are hankering after something.
How many temples do you have now? I understand you have about 80 temples all over the
no,
world.
No, more than 80 temples. There are now about 105
temples. 105
temples all over the world.
All over the world. And how many devotees do you have in the United States?
United States? At least 5,000.
5,000?
Yeah.
Growing fast.
Yeah, yeah. Daily. In 6 years, I could produce 5,000 children in a week. Without any wife. This is spiritual. You can beget unlimited children without wife, without botheration of wife.
Thank you very much, Dr. Gopal.
Thank you. Thank you. Huh?
What is the ultimate devotion of inheritance? What is the ultimate of
the ultimate government? You are spirit soul.
What?
You are spirit soul. You are in a foreign atmosphere of this material world. So, we reclaim you and we take you back to home, back to God. This is the problem. Here, you are changing dress after a few years. Bhutya, bhutya, pralya. We accept sometimes American dress, sometimes Indian dress, sometimes dog dress, sometimes cat dress. This is going on. So, if you want to stop this moderation, if you take sanna birth and death, then you take to Krishna consciousness. This is the sign.
Thank you.
So?